Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind. When I got together virtually to talk with my friend Eric Anderson back in December, I didn't know where our conversation would go. Of course, we had a topic in mind, and we went down many rabbit holes, and apparently we kept going down the game show rabbit hole. And yeah, we're both game show nuts.
We have a new topic between us we can talk about. I didn't even know you were a game show nut.
I grew up watching game shows. It's been my thing for,
you know, many of us recently did. Well, and you started because your mom was watching game shows, I'm guessing.
I actually don't even remember, to be honest.
For me, I remember that. I remember Price is Right was just something that happened to be on that my mom would watch when I was too little to care.
Yeah.
Or have any idea what the answers
were. So what I remember my grandmother actually used to watch, my grandmother used to watch Wheel of Fortune, I think, and Jeopardy, right? Which, cause those were on it.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, I remember that. I mean, so there were certain games, but I also got, it was just, that there was, you know, there was five channels or whatever. That was what was on TV. Yeah. You know, it was one of the things that was on TV.
Exactly.
There was, yeah.
You couldn't stream anything. You couldn't download anything. It was, hey, here's your networks. Choose from them.
Yeah. Okay. Now, but okay. So anyway, my game show that probably nobody's, that very few people have ever heard of that I think is really interesting is the game show Wii U. From this was on in like for like a season in 1979. I think
what was it called?
It was called W-H-E-W with an exclamation point.
It rings a bell somehow.
Okay, so Alan Thicke wrote the theme for it. Good luck finding said theme. Tom Kennedy was the host. And it was kind of like a cartoon. What you would do is you'd kind of go charge through the board, but you would in the game you would take the host would read a sentence, you know, or you know, and you know, like a statement or something, but replace one of the words with something funny, and your job was to actually replace the word with replace the correct word, right? You know, with whatever the BS word was, and replace it with the right word so it made sense. You kind of also had to do this with it, you know, then they had the gauntlet of villains or whatever, and it were literally just like, it looked like a freaking, you know, rotoscoped, 1970s, cartoon, right? And that's, I mean, it's almost exactly what it was, right? In some ways, and it's the stage was, you know, looked like a 70s cartoon, you know.
Like instead of whammies, there were these other villains.
Yeah, they're villains that you had to pass, and you had to pass through 10 villains, and each villain had you had to speak the word to pass the villain, right? Whatever it was. And you, again, it's kind of the same idea. You'd have to, you take the statement with, you know, the host would read a statement with one of the words different. And then you say the right thing, right, to get past it. But yeah, but what the villains actually had, they had like a, almost like a belly that had, you know, had like a TV screen on it that would show you they would kind of taunt the contestants and that kind of thing too. So it was kind of a it's a fun thing. But yeah, this was it lasted a season, right? Because that was about as but it was a great show, right? It was one of those, it's like tapes of the show, there's almost like no tapes of the show. I mean, and you can almost find none of the clips on YouTube. People have been, you know, I mean, I know of people that have been on that show and that kind of thing, but it's actually, this is funny. There was a guy that was on that show. His name was Randy Amazia, and I actually interacted with him in mailing lists in the 1990s. strangely enough, about game shows.
That's funny.
Yeah, and he actually, unfortunately, he died years ago because he had cancer or something like that. I mean, it was kind of a shame. But yeah, the guy had actually won the Gauntlet of Champions and gotten the $25,000 or whatever it was, you know, the prize.
Wow. Which,
yeah.
The time that was staggering.
Well, that was also the limit for so
what you could give on a game show. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you could give more than $25,000, but then that they couldn't come back. Right. So the maximum.
Or it couldn't be cash, or there were other restrictions. I remember. Well, because remember early Wheel of Fortune, you didn't walk away with cash.
Yeah.
You had to spend it because it was all paid for by advertising.
Exactly.
Of all the things in the showcase or whatever they called it, which I still forget today that was half of the show. It was, okay, you won $6,000. Now you have to spend it and buy these things. And they spin around that little display they have.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take the golf clubs for $400 and this for $200. And then they rattled off a pitch from each of the vendors who provided those prizes as their advertising. And that's what paid for all of it. The show had zero prize expenses.
Well, exactly. They just fund it a little differently now. There's still promotional consideration,
but,
right?
There was no cash being awarded.
Right.
And even the remainder was a service merchandise gift card.
Yeah, exactly.
Who doesn't exist anymore. But.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
That's funny. I rarely think about that, but I just remembered it like, wow, yeah, they didn't even give out money. They gave you a bunch of stuff you had to spend in their little store on crap.
Exactly.
You didn't really need.
Yeah, you could either put it on account or get a gift certificate.
I still contend to this day that when they give away cars and prizes, you don't necessarily have to take that they must give you a cash alternative or, hey, if you happen to travel to the show from Boston and they give you a trip to Vermont, I hope I don't have to take the flight from Boston to Vermont. But instead can opt for something else.
Notice they say it's round trip coach from Los Angeles too.
Exactly. So it's based on that amount of money. You can change it for some other tickets to somewhere else and whatever. But it's that resort and that airline is providing the funding. And anyway, again, there we go again.
Yeah, I know. As I say, I'm getting podcast episodes of things that I wasn't expecting to get podcast episodes of. This is awesome, though. This is
just a brainstorming session, is all it is.
Yeah, this is why the recorder is running. It's like you just start the recorder and you see what happens.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.